As I was reading the book of Acts, chapter 20, I was particularly struck by the verses 18 to 21, where it says, "And when they had come to him, he said to them, 'You know, from the first day I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, and how Paul kept nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it all to them.'" So that tells me that Paul refers to himself first as an example of a follower of Jesus. Paul didn't act like a religious celebrity, expecting people to serve and honor him. His desire was to faithfully serve the Lord with all humility, in humbleness and recognition of self relation to deity. So I was convicted to evaluate my walk with Christ, posing these questions. Do I really spend time listening to others, reviewing my actions against the language of pride? Am I grateful for what I have and practice mindfulness and focus on the present? Do I cultivate humility through my actions and daily devotion? Then in verse 20, "I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you." Paul didn't only teach the topics that pleased him, but he proclaimed it all from house to house. Then the Ephesian church lacked a central building. It was organized logically in house churches, similar to what we're experiencing today on Zoom, in-house churches, WhatsApp, and Skype. Now, this takes me back to my childhood blessings of our local church in Kenya that was started in my dad's house. It's been such an inspiration and such a blessing to me. That is what keeps me strong as a Christian today. And I remember in the Bible it says, "Where two or three are gathered, that's where God is." And that has really inspired me as a Christian. Amen.